This podcast is brought to you by Viva Global. Experience the difference with Viva. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Joining us now, though, is Capital Football CEO Phil Brown. Phil, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Louise Athos, welcome.
Phil, a big announcement today, and it surrounds the $20 million in funding from the ACT government. How significant is this for you?
It's an amazing announcement, a really great week, exciting week for football in the ACT. Without the support of the ACT government, we wouldn't be able to realise the aspiration that we have to build a hub and a centre and a home for football, and we're very appreciative of it.
Phil, it's Athos here. Congratulations on the announcement. It's nonetheless a massive win for football in the capital city and the territory. But tell us about the process, because you were assessing multiple options as to where you guys were going to be based.
Yeah, the process has been ongoing for a number of years, trying to identify a parcel of land that is available and of the size that we could use to build this facility. And with Throsby, the allocated space in the district of Gungahlin, which is the fastest growing district in the ACT, with football also a growing sport, it's a good fit.
And what will this facility consist of? Where we're reading it will have indoor, outdoor pitches, pitches for training and match day.
Yeah, it'll have some international size futsal courts, Capital Football, Canberra United offices, associated amenities to service the courts, a mix of synthetic and grass pitches, one of those to be enclosed with a grandstand so that we can host some premier matches. And then allied services associated with the sport that could sit there to ensure that all of the referees and coaches, players and spectators that attend the venue can have a good experience.
And Phil, how long will it take to get this up and running?
The initial indication is that we should be in the first stage by end of 2021. So it's an aspirational goal. These things don't pop out of the ground quickly, so that would be a great outcome for us.
And just on what you mentioned there with futsal, as what I've read, is actually quite big in the ACT, with I think 42% of participants being female. Just how big is futsal in the ACT, Phil?
It's really big. It's a really important part of what we do. And as you said, female participation, 42%. That's more than double the national average. We're making strides and have real goals and ambitions to get to 50-50 across football and futsal. And this gives us a real good opportunity to take those steps.
You're listening to Evenings on FNR. Luis Taffa and Athos Syrianos, joined by the Capital Football CEO, Phil Brown. The ACT government announced a multi-million dollar football precinct where Capital Football will be host. A fantastic achievement by all involved. Phil, tell us about what this means for football in the ACT and where the code is placed after this announcement.
Well, the code at the moment, we're the largest team sport in the ACT. We're nearly 40,000 participants across all of our programs that we do now. It's really important for us from a venue access point of view. So we know that a lot of the centres that we use for futsal are at capacity. So this gives us the opportunity to provide more opportunity for more kids that want to play. And it also, as I said before, it services one of the fastest growing areas of the ACT with green space to be able to get kids onto the park and play football and live a healthy lifestyle.
And Phil, obviously we know that the AIS is in Canberra and that was where the Centre of Excellence was. Does Canberra United still use those facilities to train on?
I know we've the last two seasons we've been at the University of Canberra. They've got a great sports hub out there with the Brumbies and the Caps. They've got a really nice field and they've been very welcoming in servicing our elite female team over the last two seasons. And we're very happy out there at the moment.
And we know the Canberra and ACT region had a very strong A-League bid, which unfortunately missed out this time around. But how does this new investment and improvements made to football and the ACT via this government funding, how do you think it'll improve the chances of maybe getting in an A-League team for the next time around?
I don't know how much it'll improve the chances, and I agree with you. A very, very strong bid went in, and we're very supportive and think the big team did a great job. What it does is hopefully provides a ready-made centre for those players to training once a bid or once a licence is provided to the ACT, and those male players can then sit next to their female counterparts in a really great football facility to represent the region.
CEO of Capital Football, Phil Brown, joins us here on Evenings on FNR. And of course, a lot of attention's gone towards how this investment will improve a lot of the elite teams, like the Canberra United, all the W League teams, and of course, a potential A League outfit. But how does this benefit the grassroots football in the ACT?
It gives us a facility that we control, and it facilitates opportunities for young players in the fastest growing region of the ACT. So there's going to be multiple grass fields and synthetics out there that will accommodate grassroots matches. It won't just be for those talented player programs.
And of course, I think that's where Capital Football will be based as well. Have you picked out where your office is going to be?
Nah, look, I love an open plan office. Sitting amongst the team, being able to hear and feel what's going on. So no big corner office for me, thanks.
Well, Phil, thank you so much for joining us on Evenings on FNR, and a big congratulations, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Will do. Thanks for having us on.